This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers. Invading your ear holes. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
He loves it when you call him Big Fat Boy.
Wave your flab in the air, he breaks every chair.
He loves it when you call him Big Fat Boy.
Now his tummy's getting chubby, eating all of the yummies.
He loves it when you call him Big Fat Boy.
Can't fit your arm around his waist, cause he's stuffing his face.
Ah.
And he'll eat some pizza tonight, that's giving him a food, baby. Baby.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 7:07. Tomorrow night, the planet's not-so-silent night, Christmas holiday extravaganza, POD, Nine Point, and Islander.
Oh, yeah, man. And Seven-Year Witch been added to that. A little more local flavor.
Are we just taking their word on this? Because they said that.
Yeah, they said that. I believed them.
We need to verify it.
I don't think they'd say it if they ain't going to be there.
Well, then I am opening for them.
We are opening for them.
No.
Yeah, we are, kind of.
Well, no.
We're opening the doors at 5:30, you and me.
I'll leave before the show starts. I'm not opening for nobody.
Pull a fat bow.
That's right. To get your tickets, text the word night, N-I-G-H-T, to 72341. Join the excitement tomorrow night, presented by Rise Guys P1 Pilsner.
Absolutely. It's going to be a hell of a good time. Unofficial Rise Guys P1 Christmas party. The planet's not-so-silent night. Sponsored by Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Presented by.
Yes. Powered by.
Fueled by.
What is the other one? Let's see. Fueled by, powered by, presented by, sponsored by. There's one more.
Kind of just driven by.
Driven by?
If it's like a car place, it's driven by.
Driven by.
That's
yeah.
A good one.
Holly bum. All right. So that's tomorrow night. Now, it is now time to do the top five Rise Guys parody songs of 2018. Because it's the end of the year, and that's when you do lists. And plus, it's like, sometimes you forget about some of these. Some of these you're like, oh, man, it seems like a year ago I heard this song. Oh, it's great. Forget all about that one.
Yeah.
Then you're like, oh, yes. That's the one right there. So this is all-encompassing. This could be a paid song. This could be a Mattman song, a Nine song, a Fatboy song. It's just any Rise Guys song as voted on by you, the P1s, and judged by the streaming plays.
Mm-hmm.
We can see that information now. No more of this fakery.
Yeah.
Inflated numbers.
We
bull.
Analytics.
Yeah, we do. We do. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's review the top five Rise Guys parody songs of 2018, coming in at number five.
Fat Boy was feeding and treating. Ooh. And munching on the Funyuns. And just when he weighed in, I think he broke the scale. I shouted, eat a f***ing salad, Fat Boy. Eat some f***ing veggies, right? Eat a f***ing salad, Fat Boy. Step on a treadmill and eat a f***ing salad or you'll die.
Or you'll die.
Made the list, boys.
You made the list, Fat Boy.
Yep.
Congratulations. The number five Rise Guys parody song of 2018. And this is all, you know, this is like a mini holiday meltdown.
Yeah.
Usually, we don't expect you to remember this number or that number. You should remember all five, because there's only five of them.
Yeah, it's the top five. We don't have time for a top 10.
Right.
Top five is what you get from us.
That was Eat a Effin' Salad, Fat Boy. Coming in at number four, this one right here, I enjoy. I think the lyrics are really good, and also the singer, really, really good. Here's the number four Rise Guys parody song of 2018.
Oh, yeah.
Fat Boy
is always out munching on some late night snacks, and his belly's never shrinking. Fat boy has already finished a couple bags of chips and a box of Twinkies. Fat boy only goes to Planet Fitness on pizza day for free food and no cardio. It's food bar grooves. 'Cause he got a Big Mac super size with a refill.
That, of course, a parody of the great Carrie Underwood, Before He Cheats.
Oh.
I've never known Fat Boy to eat a Big Mac because it has lettuce and stuff on it.
Yeah, I don't like them.
Yeah.
You know, I thought if I was going to make the list, or I was hoping it would be a number one and two, but I guess two spots anywhere is not bad.
You know, I can't go number two without going number one.
It's true. It's
That's
hard.
A number three.
Yeah, it is.
It really is.
You do the arithmetic good.
Yeah. Coming in at, and this is all, you know, again, with analytics today, oh, we're living in the future. You can see literally how many songs get played and this and that. So that's how this is all verified. So the number three Rise Guys parody song of 2018 is this. I like this.
Fat boy is round, filling up again. He's never gonna lose a pound. Fat boy is round, filling up again. He's never gonna lose a pound.
Here's the best part.
Eating the day away. Eating the day away.
He eats a candy bar, he eats a mallow bar. He eats potato chips, puts them in onion dip. He drinks the drinks that contain a lot of sugar. He picks his nose and he even eats the boogers.
That, of course, a parody of the great Chumbawamba Tub Thumping.
Who exactly voted on this?
The P1s and also Fingers.
Analytics.
Downloads and streams and all things like that.
We went off the analytics.
Yeah. And I'll tell you something. What better song would you want to listen to on a Wednesday on December 12th, 2018?
That's a fun song.
That's a great
song.
Gets you going.
I think it does.
So, of course, you two. Or any combination of you other two in here is going to be number one and two. With me bringing up the rear.
You printed out the information for these. You know that this is no, you know, I have nothing up my sleeve.
Yeah.
I have a sleeve of tattoos, but nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And it's really like, it's like a Dickie sleeve. It's like only from the elbow down sleeve. It's not full up on the arm. What is that called?
It's like a shooting sleeve.
Don't know.
It's just a forearm sleeve.
Yeah.
It's like what Jeff Hardy wears to the ring.
What do they call it? Half sleeve, but so going the wrong direction?
Yeah, that's what I have. Arm warmers. That's what I have. Fat Boy, that's where you're wrong, because coming in at number two, this one right here, if that song didn't make you dance, this one will. The top five Rise Guys parody songs of 2018. Here is number two.
Fat Boy's body.
Really?
So floppy. Fat Boy's body. Fat Boy's body sucks.
Sucks.
Fat Boy's fat as sh.
I'm moving.
Hey, yeah, yeah. Now, oh my God, he's fat again. Gained more weight than his way in. 'Cause he's been eating nachos, chowing down. 'Cause now his gut is getting bigger than a cow. Yeah. Is Fat Boy flexible? No. Is he a healthy man? No. Is he sexual? Gross. 'Cause you can't.
and he's looking at the ground. Fat boy's body, yeah, it's so floppy, yeah. Fat boy's body, fat boy's body sucks. Fat boy's fat as sh.
I'm sorry.
Fat boy.
Got to have a chat with Dan.
Okay.
Introduce him to other characters on the show. Maybe.
What? If he does one about me, it's only about diabetes or I'm going to lose my foot.
Why, hell, all these are me being fat.
They can't even do them about me anymore because they're all about something I don't do anymore.
They're all nine songs are about weed, and he's clearly said now for 2 months. And I think 3 months. I think people now kind of like, oh, yeah, he's remembering things and all this stuff.
Yeah.
I guess Dan thinks we're a bunch of one-trick ponies.
Well, I mean, all Paige's songs are about her boobs.
Yeah, or I'm over sex. That was the last one.
Yeah, and all mine are about how good I am at it. So, I mean, you see.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
You're proving my point.
Paige, like, the only songs about Paige since like the boob songs are about how thirsty she seems.
That's right, Dan.
Is that a thing still? Do you still say, I'm thirsty?
I don't know. I don't know how else to say it. If there's a new slang for that, then I'd like to know what the update
is. Yeah, because horny does sound very abrasive.
It does,
it's
man.
It's very, like, it's, very...
Oh, that's gross.
Ooh. You know. It's ooh, like, y'all horned up.
Kind of gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To say, but I'm thirsty. So if you're hungry, it can mean you're passionate, you want to go out and get that paper, you want to make some money. If you're hangry, you're so hungry that you're pissed off.
Yeah. Yeah, but
if you're thirsty, you're horny.
But if you come at me, you're like, man, I'm thirsty.
What if I'm so hungry that I want to have sex? Am I hungry?
I guess so.
Yes, you are.
If you come at me and you're like, hey, like, you know, if you're coming on to me, Matt, and you're like, hey, Jimmy, I'm thirsty. I'd be like, what, you want a glass of water? You want P1 Pilsner? What can I get for you?
Call me Bill.
Something to drink?
The only person that would be at a risk in this room would be The Rock. I'm sorry.
That's
true. This is fine. And y'all are fine. The Rock that's came in here, I'd rape him. I mean, that's just
Jesus. Now, listen.
Now, me too.
I like the way
I mean, hashtag me too. I'm not agreeing with you, certainly.
I know it's a terrible thing to say, but.
Well, yeah, you can't say that.
I know.
You couldn't anyway.
No,
I mean, could. I'm just, that was a joke. That was a total joke. I would never do that to a man.
Yeah. What about a woman, though?
No,
you wouldn't do that to anyone.
I have a bunch of guys saying, pick me now.
Or without. I mean, my ego would just be too bruised. If you don't want to be with me, it pissed me off. I'd end up squalling and leave, go sit on the front porch. What? I'd be pissed. I'd be like, you don't want to? Go away. I put on my nice shirt.
All my moves.
Golly. All right.
Sorry.
There's time against us. That damn clock. It really sucks.
Yeah.
Who invented time? Who was it?
Father.
Morris Day.
No, he traveled with him. Yeah. Him and Jerome.
And
Jerome. Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. Our number one Rise Guys parody song here. No big surprise. We just talked about Nine doesn't smoke weed anymore. We just talked about how Paige has big boobs. We just talked about how I have diabetes and I'm good at sex and all that stuff. So you can about expect what the number one Rise Guys parody song of 2018 is.
Of course.
I'm going to cry again, though.
Oh, my God.
I brought more Kleenexes.
Thank you.
Lose some weight, bad boy.
Eat me.
Are you eating just to fill a void? Always wanting more. Having seconds and then thirds and fourths. He's punching. Always at Wendy's or McDonald's, getting large fries. And now his chins have a bunch of folds. He can't stop eating, stuffing his pie hole. That's why his gut is round. Eats a whole pizza, then some fajitas. He keeps putting on the pounds. He's a fathead, fathead boy. He's a fat, 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 fat boy. He's a fat, 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 fat boy. It's time for him to work out.
God, man.
He's real creative, Dan.
Jeez.
How long did it take you to write that one? He's a fat, 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 fat boy.
You know what? That song's popular. I heard Nonpoint's practicing that for the firmament tomorrow night at 9:30.
You weren't supposed to say that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We were supposed to announce that at the VIP meet and greet.
We'll tell them now so they get their tickets for tomorrow night at the firmament for a POD Nonpoint Islander.
We can't promise that. We said they were maybe... All right, they're not practicing it.
No,
we don't want to put that out there.
I don't
think
they've heard it.
No.
Oh, boy.
If they did, they would share us... how we feel about it, they would share how the P1s feel about it.
Yes.
I think even the most hardcore trucker, abrasive, roughneck kind of guys sitting there, like, not your, that you're tearing up, but you turned it up a little bit, and it gave you good feelings across your body.
That's a pretty song.
If you don't like it.
Thank you.
No.
Thank you for me.
If you don't like it, leave.
I'll send you a card.
Cross the border, out of here. Take them with us. City Limits.
Take God Dan with you.
That's a nice song, man. See, look at all the text. People love that. And look, I've not even heard the Lady Gaga song. I don't even need to hear it. That's better than hers.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it
beautiful.
Is.
Beautiful. You know what my New Year's resolution is going to be? To get that young lady who sang that song on the show. I want to put her over. She needs to have a real musical career. Instead of just doing songs about fat, 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 fat boy.
She's one of the best singers anywhere around here,
yes.
Certainly.
She's gonna. I want her own birthday bash.
Yes.
All right. Maybe I've gone too far.
We book her for Not So Silent Night.
We want to talk to you. Listen to this. We have something special coming up. We're going to do Rise Guys Open Phones Christmas Edition.
Yeah.
1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. How is it the Christmas edition? Well, it's less than 2 weeks to Christmas.
Yeah. Well, less than 2 weeks to Christmas.
Anything you want to talk about, 1-800-774-0093. Questions, comments.
Christmas stuff.
Need some advice? We haven't given any gift-giving advice yet this season, have we?
Mm-mm.
Very, very little. 1-800-774-0093. Your calls right after this.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is, let me see, officially, yes, 7:35. There we go. Inching closer to tomorrow night's concert with POD Nonpoint Islander. The Planet's Not So Silent Night concert presented by Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. The best beer on the planet.
Going to be a hell of a party, man.
It's going to be great. I can't wait. I really can't.
Well, you got to.
You have to wait till tomorrow.
Ah, well, I have to.
You have to wait less than 36 hours, though.
Yeah. But before that, Fat Boy and I have to go up on the mountain. We got to work on the transmitter here in a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, grab a hammer, man. We're going to be a while.
I'm working. Fat Boy, I needed him to drive me.
We need him to go shake the tower so that the giant icicles fall and kill him instead of you.
Oh, my gosh.
We were talking to our engineer, Philip, and he said he went up there yesterday, and there were, like, huge ice daggers falling from the top of the transmitter. And he says, literally, like, these things kill me.
Yeah, they will just cut you in half.
You might have to repeat that a few times over the next 10 minutes.
Be glad to.
So people quit asking.
Well, they just want to listen, and we appreciate it very much. But if you want better sound quality, the radio.com app or the streaming player at 933theplanetrocks.com, those are your friend right now.
Yeah. You can just go, if you're on Twitter, just go to @TheRiseGuys, and the link is tweeted out there for you for you to check that out and stream us live.
Yeah, it's on Facebook.com/RiseGuys as well.
A link in our bio.
What'd you do, Fatty?
We're doing a Christmas edition of P1 Open Phones, 1-800-774-0093. That's 1-800-774-0093. Let's start first with, let's go to Tucker in Greenwood. Hey, Tucker.
Hey, Rod, guys, how's it going?
Well, sir, how are you?
Doing good. Just calling to let y'all know that I had my 21st birthday on the 29th of November, and my first beer was a P1 Pilsner.
Oh,
yeah, man, wow. That's fun. That's great. Thank you.
That is awesome.
Awesome.
So, well, see, I was going to say, what'd you think about it? But it's your first beer, so you had to just think it was great.
Is it really the first beer you ever
tried? Yeah, it was fantastic.
Is it the first one on record?
Is it really the first beer you ever tried in your whole life?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Okay, so it's the first beer you purchased legally. let's say. Or you, that you drink as a 21-year-old. Let's say that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then I can ask you, what'd you think? Be honest. I'd just be 100% honest. I tell everybody that.
Absolutely. It was just a great drinkable beer, you know. Just something you could kick back and just drink to.
Yeah. Like, it's amazing to me that is a compliment. Don't get me wrong, but people say, it's a very drinkable beer. It's like, well, does that mean that people drink beer that's hard to get down, that they just,
I don't like this, okay.
Or even if you like IPAs, like, you can't sit and drink a six-pack of IPAs. I mean, it's just, you know, the bitter gets to you at some point.
Yeah.
You got to change the pace.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Where'd you pick it up at? Do you remember?
Actually, I have a bunch. I went to Bowen Springs High School, so I went to Wings, etc.
Oh, nice. Good place to get them.
They're moving some over there. They really are. Well, we appreciate that, man. Buy
absolutely.
More. Thank you, sir. Have a good morning. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy Kwanzaa.
I was going to say you got it in the lunch line. I go to high school and it was out back behind the gym.
I tell you what, I've had several, and trust me, they still carry it. Ingles is having a hard time keeping it. So if you go to Ingles and see it there, I'd buy it. I did buy it. That's where I bought it last time.
Yeah, it moves quick, man. Whenever they get a supply, it moves back out in a hurry. So if you want some and you see some, you need to go ahead and jump on it while you can.
Yeah. You can also text the word box to 72341. We'll send you the link to buy your very own Rise Guys beer box. In that, you get a T-shirt, the new purple one that everybody loves, small to 3X, two Pilsner glasses, real glasses, two coasters, stickers, the trucker hat.
Yeah, you get the hat. You get the box itself, which is awesome.
The box itself is right. Text word.
I should have kept them.
Text the word box to 72341. Kept what?
Should have kept the man in here.
Oh, yeah.
Old Phil the engineer.
Yeah, he just needed to borrow a lighter.
And grilled him.
Right.
Let's talk to
update, Phil.
Anonymous. She needs some advice today. Hey, Anonymous.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm kind of nervous.
Why?
Never been on the radio before. Never been on the radio.
Well, now
I need you guys' help so bad.
Well, you have a natural radio voice, so don't be nervous.
I thought it was Paige calling in.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
Aww. Oh, well, thank you.
I thought Paige had left the room for a moment.
Hey,
you have a very sultry voice, if I could say, Anonymous, if you don't mind.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well, my son has turned 24 today.
What? What'd you do? Have him at -3?
Yeah. Jesus. Well, something like that. No, I was like 21.
Yeah.
We always play pranks on him. I have three kids. I'm a single mom. Very proud of all my kids. But he has flown the coop and trying to spread his wings. And it's been kind of a tough situation for him, but he's done real good, and I'm real proud of him.
Right.
But he's had a heck of a time getting his internet, and he loves his games.
Mm-hmm.
And he has went back and forth with Spectrum. They wouldn't give him internet, so he had to go with AT&T.
Yeah.
He's not happy. If you guys was to call him and tell him, you know, just get him riled up. Tell him, we're cutting your internet. We're coming to stripping your wires, man. We're taking everything. You're never going to have internet again. It would mess his world up.
What's the last? So this is like a prank war that you have with your son?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. He stayed forever playing pranks on me.
What's the last thing that he did to you that was really memorable that got you good?
Okay. Now, this is slightly embarrassing, but he was living with me and he worked out of town.
Yeah.
I didn't pay attention that his truck was in the driveway. The dogs, I always give them a treat when I come in.
Okay.
So I'm having to hurry up, give them their treat, and I'm trying to get to the bathroom. He's hiding in my bedroom. He scared me so bad. I lost it right there.
What, you messed yourself?
I thought
this, oh my goodness.
I peed my pants.
Oh, no.
Wow. I was so mad at him. I told him, I said, I'm going to get you back. And it's been a couple months, so I know he's forgot about everything. So if you guys would help me do this, this would get him round. Because he's one of those guys, he jumps up, brushes his teeth, and out the door he goes.
Yeah.
So he's not going to be awake.
Oh, he's not? Oh.
I mean, he'll be up, but, I mean, he's going to be more focused on getting to work and stuff like that. He's not going to be paying attention to you guys calling him. And if you say something about his internet, he would just lose it.
Now, if you got a key to his house, we could break in with a fog machine and tell him there's a fire.
Yes.
He's got to get out.
Yeah.
But we need to put a catheter on him first in case he also pees his pants like his mother. What if we break in his house, put a catheter on him, then go outside the house and call him and tell him that not only does he not have internet, cable, television, but the house is on fire and needs to get out?
And we'll point it back at him.
That's a little extreme.
Oh, okay.
Well, point the catheter at
his face. Christmas, though. It's Christmas.
You could probably, now, I know he's probably going to have fun with his friends this weekend, so the catheter thing will probably be easy to do.
Okay. What? All right. Well, hold on. We'll get his phone number and also anybody that can hook us up with any catheters. I'm out.
Paige,
I went to the grocery. I went to Walmart. Couldn't find bread. Couldn't find milk. Couldn't find catheters.
Yeah.
It's the first three things that go when the wintry weather is forecasted. All right. Well, she was sweet. I have no idea how to really – I mean, that was a little bit too extreme. But the catheter, though, she says he's got something going on with his friends this weekend, so that'd probably be all right.
That'd be fine, yeah.
What kind of friends is he running with, Paige?
I don't know. Friends.
What are you working on in the Plex over there, young lady?
Oh, my goodness. there's some crazy stories. A guy is found guilty of doing something to his coworker's sandwich. I'll tell you what happened next in Your Eyes Guys headlines.
Wow. Something to his sandwich. That's also on our covenant of pranks, right?
Really?
You don't mess with each other's food.
No, that's punishable by just anything. Yeah. Nothing's off. If you mess with food, then anything is...
That deserves a ball kicking.
Then absolutely. And that's gentle.
That's right.
Then he put it back in the fridge.
We'll find out what happened with that sandwich next. That's what maybe Anonymous should do to her son, mess with his sandwich. We'll give her some hints and you next, right after this.
Text the Rise Guys. Just tickle your keypad at 72341. You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rise.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Well, let's talk about how some people treat their coworkers, shall we?
Like gold?
Well, there's a 36-year-old guy named Anthony Menival from Sellens Grove, Pennsylvania. And a few years ago, he was working at a Bon Ton department store.
What is that?
It's kind of like a Macy's type department store, big box.
Bon Ton.
So one day during his lunch break, he grabbed a female co-worker's sandwich out of the fridge. Then he had a brilliant idea.
He made love to it.
How'd you guess?
I mean, other than sticking it down his pants or, you know, I've seen waiting. I know
sandwich?
The tricks.
It's cold.
Yeah. Well, thank God it wasn't toasted like they do at Subway. Can you imagine?
I know.
You
mean,
like a Philly right off the grill? Or Philly cheese and burn your stuff?
Or that new garlic bread one. Golly. Yeah. You'd get more money than the McDonald's lady got.
I don't want sriracha sauce and peppers on my stuff. That burn.
Yeah.
Never mind.
That's pepper on pepper crime.
Well, then
cold cuts be the way to go, I think.
Yeah. Old cut.
Old Anthony couldn't resist the temptation of a sandwich, so he headed back to the stock room, and he pleasured himself while he rubbed the sandwich against his body.
Jesus.
Again, it's cold. That's why I referenced that. I didn't know how that would feel.
What was that Alice Cooper song? Cold Ethel, was that it was? The song about necrophilia?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, Cold Ethel.
Nothing sexier than some cold
you
cuts.
Devil-worshipping stockbroker golfer.
Yeah. I'd stream that one.
Golfer.
So after all that happened, the lovemaking with the sandwich.
Yeah.
He put it back in the fridge.
Oh, no. You don't do that.
The only problem is...
She said no mayo.
No. I don't know what happened with her, but apparently old Anthony didn't realize that the security cameras in the stockroom caught the entire thing.
See?
Yeah, see?
This is what I'm saying. There's, you know, when you say even the term surveillance state, people are like, whoa, what do you mean by that? But literally, you can't get away with anything anymore without a camera being around.
They're around.
And I think is that bad? Is it bad to say, okay, I shouldn't commit this crime because there might be a camera here? Because we tell kids, Santa Claus is watching. We tell adults, Jesus is watching.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It's one or the other.
Makes me think of a great one. Actually, it's a fairly recent Simpsons, but a great one where they put cameras up all over town. And Bart figured out that there's a little section of his backyard where there's no cameras. Nobody can watch. So he put up tape on the yard to mark it off, and all the crime in the entire town took place in their backyard in that one little area. Dudes were drag racing 30 feet across the yard. It was great, man.
Oh, my God.
Crime-free spot.
I think somebody had a duel in the backyard. Yeah. We can get away with it.
Of course. Juiced.
No, like with gun duel, like, you know, Red Dead. Yeah. Draw, one of those.
Well, Anthony didn't get away
with
it.
I bet with them. Gunduel.com.
He was sentenced to 3 to 12 months in prison for indecent assault. So I don't know what the conversation was with his coworker.
Thank God it wasn't a salt and pepper.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I molested your sandwich. Very sorry.
Now, don't read into this, but Fat Boy, if you could, if you had to make love to a sandwich, is there one particular one that sticks out?
Hot Pocket.
Bingo.
You're talking about molten, though. You pull it, like, not fresh out of the microwave.
Yeah, lukewarm pocket.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Like a 15-second, throw it in there for 15-second pocket.
All right, what flavor? You want ham and cheese, the Philly one? You want the
I like the pepperoni
meatball
one.
Meatball and pepperoni, that's just stuff.
Hot Pocket Blankies.
So I'm looking to see what kind of sandwich it is. It just lists a coworker sandwich.
Yeah.
But more of the details about what went on in the stock room. He was masturbating while holding an unwrapped sandwich and a pair of pink women's shorts, too.
He's done it.
So,
like, he was wearing them or using that as an accessory?
He was holding that and he's holding the sandwich and some shorts. So
God,
I don't think he...
Deep-seated. That sounds like some kind of Oedipus complex.
I don't know what kind of complex that is with the pink shorts and the sandwich. I mean, no, it,
well, it wouldn't be Oedipus.
And women's clothing.
And something's wrong.
I mean, your mama doesn't have anything to do with shorts and sandwiches.
Well, you know.
Maybe in your mind.
You might have wanted a sandwich when you were 5, but then again, you'd probably be at that point rubbing a peanut butter and jelly on yourself.
Sorry, yeah. I have.
Well, you're giving us pigskin punishment ideas.
Pimento cheese, man. That'd be the way to go.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Roots.
What?
Pimentos or peppers?
Yeah, they're not hot, though. Not when they're in cheese and mayonnaise and stuff. It'd be fine. Pimento cheese would be the way to go. Or palmetto cheese if you're around
here. Yeah, you don't want anything sloppy, though.
Does it have to be on bread, though? Like, could it be an open-faced sandwich?
A wrap would probably be best.
What about a jar of goober and grape?
No.
Spread, no, not a
it isn't as good. Goober grape is not as good. You got to have them separate.
Oh.
Oh, man.
But not a sloppy Joe?
That's your own fantasy. Oh. You keep that to yourself, Mr. Goober Grape.
That's a good movie.
That's messy.
That's Gilbert Grape.
That's too messy. If you get, because you know when, never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, never mind. That's sticky. All right, so in other news, Mark Hamill, he says there's such an incredible security involved in the script for Star Wars 9. He says that, first of all, his pages will be on dark red paper that can't be photographed. And the downside, according to Hamill, is that it gives you a headache to read. Not only that, they wait for you to read it and then they take the script from you. So he doesn't get to keep it overnight for fear that he will make copies and release the information, that everything is under such tight wraps for this new movie that comes out December 20th.
All right, so what is where are we in that storyline? Like, what's happening now? And how do they explain Carrie Fisher being dead? I really don't know.
I think Princess Leia died is how they explain it.
Yeah.
Because Princess Leia is just dead.
Okay, she just died. You die of natural causes in space? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, you can, I guess. Yeah. I don't know, man. I haven't watched any of the...
You would think there'd be more germs out there than anywhere.
Still, in my life, I've seen the first three.
I know.
Episodes 4, 5, and 6, I believe. Those are the only ones I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So
you've seen them then.
As far as releasing any information, we still don't know how Hamill will return as Luke Skywalker in Episode 9. That's not released, and that's why they want to keep it under wraps.
Oh.
They can't even trust him with that information. I'm sure it's in his contract that he can't talk about it, so why not just... This is dumb.
He knows he could be replaced by Luther Campbell, too.
Yeah.
So basically, when they're on set, they've got to just go scene by scene and memorize the situation.
How is the script security with Jeff and Joan Page, the movie that you're going to be starring in the spring? Is there a script?
Of course. Okay. No, of course. There has to be a script.
So they're still casting and stuff?
Well, they are, yeah. We're not even shooting until January. So I've read the script. There's revisions, as you know, a lot.
Mm.
Characters will be changed because different people... The original, one of the female characters was going to fly here from London.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not.
Was it Dame Judi Dench?
I was hoping. Yeah. That would have been awesome. Oh. But no, that character will be recast.
What if the character of Joan called for a scarlet redhead? Would you do it?
I would.
Yeah.
I so would do that.
All right.
Gotta hope it's an R-rated comedy.
I've been redheaded before.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's hard to keep because, you know, you have to keep because it fades so fast.
Oh, yes.
So I might opt for a wig, but I would go. You know, I think redhead's pretty. I had black hair, too, and that's even harder to keep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's the thing about women. It's like you. One day you see them, they got purple hair. The next week, they're blonde again. It's like, if dudes did that, man, it's just
like,
a different world.
What is wrong with you?
I live for the day when I can have green hair on Monday and just be regular blonde on Friday. I live for that.
You just need an array of wigs that look like your real hair.
Blonde-headed, black-headed, green-headed.
Yeah. But when I had black hair, I wore it. I
purple,
braided it and wore it in a tight ballet bun.
Yeah.
And I'm very, very pale, so.
Thank you.
It was very, very stark, but I don't think I can pull that off now.
Yeah.
So.
That was fun.
We'll just have to wait for the movie to come out to see what happens with Luke.
Well, somebody tell me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to miss it.
Somebody let me know.
All right. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Ice Guys headlines.
He dies.
No, don't spoil it.
I really don't
know. Oh, you haven't seen the Dark Red script?
I don't even know, like. Who's a, like, is James Earl Jones dead in real life?
I don't know. Still don't know how he factors into the whole thing.
He's Darth Vader.
I thought that was another guy. Yeah, old guy.
Dave Prowse is the body. Yeah. James Earl Jones is the voice.
Yeah. But I think plenty of people could do a good impression of that.
It's like, I do my actual voice. Brad Pitt plays my body for appearances.
See, it seems like they started with like Vader and maybe Skywalker, and they just try to do offshoots from there.
Yeah.
Like, of course, R2-D2's in it, but they got to have this little ball that runs around the sand.
Yeah.
Like, it's a derivative of the same damn character. That's what all of these are. Spinoffs of the same characters. The same people fight each other.
What if I told you the Roman Empire never existed?
I got the shirts. I know it did.
Yeah, sure. You got it from Caleb Yard Sale.
All right, we're going to take a little break and come back. More Rise Guys right after this. Morning, everybody.
The Planet.
The show that's missing a few pages of the playbook.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.